I scratch my pencil. It seems my papers is safe to say I don't like his lingo. Can't be no shit right now. I'm late to get my child. I cushion up, but that just ain't my style. Yo, I been at work, dying. Slowly with dead people walking, bosses they act phony. Got a slight drug habit, nobody know. My wife hates me, my confidence is very low. I come a long way, but got plenty miles to go. I'm losing my mind, I'm begging y'all, leave me alone.
WMFO in Medford. We got some guests coming in. We're going to have Mike Stewart, Sarah Levesque, and Tracy, I believe it's Chevalier, but right now I'm going to play a tune. It's a bit of a punk assault, but things are going to mellow down later on. Don't worry about it. This is a song by a band called Slaves. All right, that was Stars Like Ours with All Too Often. Before that, The Digs, local band, song called Hinge. I went to see them at a release party over the weekend. EP is called Kinetic. Opened up with a UK band called Slaves with a song called Hypnotized off Take Control. It's 811 WMFO in Medford. Full house here today. We have Sarah Levesque, Tracy Chevalier, and Mike Stewart. I butcher anyone's name. We're good.
You get that right.
No,
we're
good.
Yeah, pretty good.
And we have Boston Women Rock.
Yes.
That's right. We're here.
Tell us a little bit about Boston Women, Mike.
Do you want to?
Tracy?
Boston Women Rock. We promote women rockers in Boston, basically. We have a Facebook page, and we highlight women rockers in Boston. We highlight their gigs. We highlight their recordings. We get them on the air. We try to just give their career a boost and get things rolling. And it's a great organization. It's a great community in Boston, women rockers. So
yeah,
we try to keep that going.
Whatever genre you pick, the Boston's, you can find it.
It's a good scene.
Yeah. And I certainly am a big fan of rock, from listening to my shows.
And I thank Tracy becoming part of Boston Women Rock. It's been me for a while.
All the members are welcome, right, Michael?
Yeah, I know.
Take all comers on.
She's done a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a great time.
Yes.
And Sarah's here, and you going to sing a few songs for us?
I'll sing a couple.
How long have you been at this?
Oh, God. I started off as a blues jammer before anything, so, I was working at that for a good 10 years before I actually got out singing. And then I started fronting a band, and I started writing music. So I've been writing music, I'd say, maybe the last 10 to 15 years or so. But
so you've been at it a bit.
I've been at it a bit.
Played a lot of clubs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you play a couple, and we'll pick it up from there.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm going to play a brand new song that's going to be on our next CD. Not sure if we're going to record it at home like our last one. It was actually all tracked at home with just two microphones. So that was
I just got the CD here, and I'm sure in the coming weeks I'll be playing that.
All right, sounds good. This is called Dead Center Head On.
I've been searching, I've been waiting, don't know what for, I don't know why. Is there nothing out that door? I've been worried, I've been thinking, has it all gone down that stream? In this big world, nothing left to see. Give me something solid and heavy now to lay my convictions down in. I can't remember last I felt the wonder. Been so long since something hit me. Dead center head on. I've been shifting, I've been changing, way I go about it, and these old ways, tired of it going down like this. I've been slipping, I've been dragging, in my big feet, heavy on the ground. Gonna keep on walking it steady beat. Give me something solid and heavy now to lay my convictions down in. I can't remember last I felt the wonder. Been so long since something hit me. Dead center head on. Thank you.
that's the short version without the guitar solo.
That was called Head On, am I right?
Dead Center Head
Dead
On.
Dead Center Head On. That was great. Great. Sounded good, I thought. Yep.
All right. Let me tune this up.
Yeah.
It's a standard tuning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can play some other tunes for you.
Give us one more and we'll, then I'll probably throw something in and...
How about the title track of our last release?
Sounds good. Whatever you want to do.
And that is off of Beautiful Defeat?
That would be Beautiful Defeat, yeah. It's not about feet. Sometimes.
Not little feet, got big feet.
Sometimes in the back of the room where the sound's not so good at clubs. What song was that about the feet? About feet?
And this came out in 2014?
It did, yep.
Okay.
Seems like it was longer than that, but... Yeah. All right, Beautiful Defeat.
Down this long dark alley with
You're listening to WMFO 91.5. That was Beautiful Defeat. And I am Sarah Levesque.
Fantastic. That's a great song. Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a bit about some events.
Yeah.
The Boston Women. But we'll be back in 1 minute. Well, actually about 3 minutes after I play this, and we're going to do a lot of talking. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Weekend Friends, last year's runner-ups in the Rumble, actually, with a song called Stumble. And we're back with Michael, Tracy, Sarah. And we're going to do a little concert report.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. I got a concert report for you. I'm Tracy Chevrolet. I am going to do a little plug for myself. I just put a Bandcamp page up, so you can check my music out. TracyChevrolet.bandcamp.com. And hey, if you're a drummer, I'm looking for a drummer to work with. I'm playing bass and doing vocals. And you can contact me via that Bandcamp page if you like what you hear. So the concert report for the rest of March is, we got Thursday, March 23rd. We have Aaron Lee Chaz Jan with Julie Rhodes. They're playing at Great Scott on Thursday. That would be a couple days from now. We got Friday, March 24th. We have a show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica playing The Weather Weapon, ESQ, Lost Cosmonauts, Sister, and Gremlins. So it's a big bill there. Midway Cafe, that's Friday, March 24th. At O'Brien's Pub in Austin, we have Thrust Club, Miss Friedrich's Messy Ann Band, Fuzz Queen, and Awaz Do. That's at O'Brien's Pub. Oh, the Humanity, Radio Compass, Swivel, featuring Carissa Johnson. And Heavy Denims is at Opus, Friday, March 24th. And we also have another show at Lily Pad that same night, The Gala, Future Carnivores, and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. On Saturday, March 25th, I'm actually performing. I'll plug myself once again since I'm here. We have a show, I'm doing a house show in JP. It's sponsored by Spectrum Motif. Happy Little Clouds is also performing. Lilia Mercedes and Scum, Tracy Chevrolet, it starts at 8, Marmion Center for the Arts is the location of that show. We also have that night a little competition for us in Somerville at Thunder Road. We have COPBS Night 1. So Steely Dan cover band, I think, is what's going on there. Guest Johnny Blazes, who's a great rockin' woman. She runs the Ash Show for Circus Arts in Somerville, and she's really interesting and great host. And a great Boston women rocker. Friday, March 31st, we have a couple shows going on. We have Art at the American Repertory Theater at Club Oberon. Heterotopia album release and performance is happening that night. Under Pressure with Queen and Bowie Tribute Night. There'll be some women performing that night at Milky Way in Jamaica Plain. And then finally, Friday, March 31st, Doom Lover, Alva, Creaturos, and Bad Boys Club is at Sonia, which is the opening night for the, I believe it's the old TT the Bear Space.
Yeah.
In Cambridge, in Central Square. So you got, yeah, check that out. There's a lot going on for the rest of March. Keeps us all busy.
Yeah, I'm interested in what that new TT's thing's going to be like.
Yeah, have you seen the pictures of it online?
No, not really.
Dark slick.
I think they put the stage to the back. The stage is to the back now.
Yeah.
Well, it was a weird design prior where you had, like, you had the stage and you had like those offshoots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't hit Bonnie, who owned the venue before, would not sell him the liquor license because of conflicts. It is rumored that there's going to be a tunnel going in between the two places so people can purchase liquor on the other side and only soft drinks on that side.
So in the new TT's, there's still no liquor license?
No. As far as I know.
Could you bring the liquor, like, through that tunnel?
Probably not. That's going to hurt that cause. I'll tell you right now, that's going to hurt that cause. Yeah.
I imagine it'll eventually get resolved.
Like they better get some killer lineups, I'm telling you. that's odd that they didn't get the license.
Well, she deliberately didn't want to sell it to him.
Oh, all right.
Because she felt that they were pressuring her and not cooperating with her when she had the club, so... There's a little dirt on the local club scene, probably. Yeah.
Well, hey, a club's a club, though. It's something opening up, which is opposed to shutting down.
A lot of people wonder what's going to happen with the old Johnny D space because she ran into a situation. She thought she could develop it and found out that she couldn't develop it. And I guess she's looking to sell or lease that space.
So that will not probably be a music venue.
Most likely it'd be something else when it goes back up. I don't know if a liquor license comes with that. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know at this point. I know that the Burren, Atwoods, and Once have kind of picked up the slack. And there's a few other clubs like the one we just mentioned who want to book some of those artists that would come into this area. So hopefully it creates opportunities for like people like Sarah and other musicians. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Not just touring, but local women rockers from New England area.
All right.
So
speaking of Sarah, you're going to play a couple more for us?
Yeah.
Right. You're in the rotation.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. No.
Yeah.
All right.
David Price is pitching. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do something else off of the Beautiful Defeat album, which it's out there. It's for sale. You can download it just about anywhere. You can get a physical copy through CD Baby or at one of our shows. So check that out. This is called Come Along for the Ride, and I should get my harmonica on for this one.
All right. Yeah, we'll.
Something felt off. And,
it's
an
interesting looking contraption you can't see because we're on the radio, but it's like you wear this and it's a hands free harmonica.
And what's weird is I have to take my headphones off of this to get my headgear on with my harmonica.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm going to be layering everything on here. This is interesting. All right.
We have a multitasking
got the layers
position
on.
Here.
Look at that. And it's on the wrong way. Here we go. Here we go. Come along for the ride. Which way we will go, who decides? Nothing like the whistle of a train. Nothing like the whistle of a train to make a man aware of his pain. You can stand or you can run. You can stand or you can run. The only difference is the setting of the sun. Mm-hmm.
I can't grasp. There's something that I can't grasp. It's out of reach and I'm moving way too fast. Sometimes I'm like a rock. Sometimes I'm like a rock. Ice cold, but warms to the touch. So come along for the ride. Come along for the ride. Which way we will go, who decides?
The harmonica thing worked.
It does. I have to take my headphones off again here and untangle and whatnot.
You have one more for us?
I do. I a short one, or they're all shorter without guitar solos. So
yeah. Do you do acoustic shows as well as band shows? Is it split, or how does that work?
We mostly do band shows, four piece. Peter Zarkaitis on lead guitar. Mm-hmm. I also do some lead and electric. Johnny Shasha from Crank Tones, Elon Jewell on upright bass, and we have Scott Sherman on the drums.
So usually it's the full band.
Usually. Trying to do more acoustic tunes, or more acoustic shows, that is. As like a duo format. I did do a solo show at the Plow in December, and it was like, oh, this is kind of liberating.
Yeah.
I don't have like 10 trips to the car back and forth.
Right.
And
less to lug around.
Exactly. I do have an ongoing residency at the Plow and Stars, so that's still going on every first Sunday of the month from 4 to 6, and it's still going pretty strong, so.
I'll have to check that out,
definitely, yeah. I'm going to do something from the first album. It's called Crosswinds. So. Oh, crosswinds, carry me away. Oh, crosswinds, carry me away. Take me. Somebody's arms holding it tight.
Take me east, take me west. Tell everybody I just can't stay.
Very good.
My guitar is very temperamental tonight. It's a little pitchy, but...
Sounds good on this end.
Yeah.
Sounds great. I'm going to play something off of the new Flight of Fire CD. Is it new? It's new, isn't it? Or is it
yes,
not?
It's been out like a month or two.
Yeah, I'm calling that new.
Yes, it is.
And then we'll come back and talk some more. This is Flight of Fire.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man, Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
That was new stuff by Carilla DeVille. I already forgot the name of the song. Brighter Day, I guess. Before that, we had Flight of Fire with My Last Gamble off their new... They're in the Rumble as well this year, aren't they?
I think they are. And Kritzer is too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of great bands again in the Rumble, yeah.
I know.
I don't know what any favorites are. Usually you hear a buzz before it about so-and-so is going to win. That happens a lot. Like last year, before it started, everyone's like, oh, Worshipper's going to win this thing. And they won it.
Yeah.
And I remember the year that, I'm going ways back now, but when Girls, Guns, and Glory won.
Yes.
I was talking to a kid again before that, and he was like, Girls, Guns, and Glory kind of have this in the bag. So I don't know how they get the inside dope, but usually it's like so-and-so's got the thing won.
I think it's fairly stacked pretty good this year.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Carissa.
Yeah. We were just talking about Carissa off air. She's doing everything.
Yeah,
Tracy.
She's got a lot of momentum going. She's got a band, Swivel, that's fantastic. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Don't know the name of the woman who's the lead singer, but she's just absolutely fantastic. And they have a guy who's up front, too. They switch off, and Carissa plays bass on that, and they've got a drummer. A really loud, big, heavy rock sound. It's nice live. Yeah, it's great. And then she's also doing a solo thing. She's got that going on, and so she's got a lot of momentum. I think she's actually on a brief tour at the moment. She was out in LA.
Yeah, she was. I don't know if she might be back from that already, but did do part of the countryside anyway.
Yeah, she's. I know she was out in New Mexico and in California. So yeah, I just I love watching her success. She's such a wonderful person. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love her. And so.
I saw her accidentally. Like I know I was kind of late to the party because I saw her. I think it was one of the ACLU benefits, mm-hmm. and I went to see. I think I went to see Stars Like Us, and she was on the bill. And I was like, wow, this girl's great.
Yeah,
I like For the Only Roses.
Yeah,
that song there.
Yeah.
That whole CD is great.
It is. Yeah. You know, we're so lucky to be in an area where. You know, the women artists are putting out great, great stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm more than stoked about it. And, you know, we had Sarah on putting out some great stuff. And I think we are in a wealth of musical product here. And
no doubt.
We want to get it out and have people hear it and stuff like that.
Yeah, we want people to go see it.
Remember when I brought on Susie Hatton?
Yeah.
And that's a great CD, and I've been pushing to, you know, have people hear that, and other artists I brought through here. So if you have something that you would like to get played on Boston Women Rock, or like to come on Boston Women Rock, go to our Facebook page, contact me or Tracy, and we'd be more than happy to help you get to that point, because one of my professors at college says, Mike, he says, there's a lot of great artists with art and music in the closet you'll never hear. We want to eliminate that. We want you to be heard.
And you hear them on college radio.
Yes,
that's
yes.
What you're gonna hear.
I know there's a couple of local stations that do a local night on Sunday.
Yeah, one in particular, right?
WMFO has a lot of plays, a lot of local music.
Oh, yeah.
And WMWM, I give a shout out. I know they would love to have Sarah up at WMWM. We'll arrange that for her.
Yeah.
And WZBC, MBR, WCAC, Boston Women, Marion Ferrer Show, Rock Under the Radar, and there's a couple other stations. We want to keep promoting and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of great stuff. And I noticed there's a lot of the, in the early 90s, there was an explosion of a lot of women bands like Fuzzy and Throwing Muses.
Yeah.
And Belly and Jen Trinan. I saw this about a week ago or so.
Cujo.
They're still about there. They're still rocking to do it. Chris Toppin there from Fuzzy, I saw her, and they're still doing it. They're putting out great music.
They love it.
Yeah, so if you got anything, come to my... I hope Sarah promotes on our site and stays friends with us in WMFO.
You got anything else you want to mention, Sarah?
As far as upcoming shows, like I said, we have that ongoing residency at the Clown Stars. Our next one is April 2nd, and that's the 4-6 slot. I'm going to be sitting in with my pal Greg Klima this coming Sunday at Thunder Road. He does something every Sunday called Americana Sundays. So I'll be a special guest with him.
That used to be it. He used to have that somewhere before, and he moved it to
PA's.
PA's.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
PA's.
Yeah.
And he moved it to Once. Is it now?
Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
Yeah,
right.
Which is a great room for dancing.
Yeah,
it's a fun venue. Yeah, it's
got a great stage because it's elevated.
Yeah.
They have a really special green room in the basement, too. It's like we just got a nice leather couch. That's all you need.
I would say,
room for a leather couch.
I would say Once in Thunder Road, I have very, very nice places. And being a musician, you really get to appreciate being in a nice environment.
Yeah, Once is too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Once is great.
And I tip my hat to all the clubs that are doing it and making, you know, giving us the chance to do it. But when a place is nice like that and you get treated decent, it really means something special as a musician, as probably Sarah can tell you.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank all you guys for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Sarah, it was great, great music.
Yeah, definitely check out my website as well if you like what you heard. It's just sarahlevesque.com. And I do have all my upcoming shows listed on that. I try to keep it up. So.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you.
I'll be playing your in the future, I'm sure. Your CD that you gave me, because I liked what I heard.
And we thank you for having Boston Women Rock on.
Yes, thank you, Scarborough.
I got to support the Boston Women Rock. How can you not?
Yes, that's right.
And speaking of Boston Women Rock, I'm going to play something by Carissa. I got like 9 minutes to go. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kisses meant to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm fading. Feel like I'm naked.
All right, that was the Knock-Ups with 1969. Carissa Johnson before that, The Fool off of Only Roses, 856 WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. I'm going to play one more for you, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. This is a song by Girl School. We'll see you.